You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
And welcome back. I'm Jay. He's Wells. You can play along on the Hardee's Hotline. The Hardee's Hotline on 648-1051. Hardee's has locations across Chattanooga, including locations on East 23rd Street, Ringgold Road, Highway 58, Shallowford Road, McKay Hill Road. They're all around town. I recommend their breakfast. It's outstanding. You're in, you're out. The tater tots are great. The country fried steak biscuit's great. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone, Chattanooga's championship combination. Speaking of a championship combination, we're going to go there now. Talk to UTC football coach Russ Huseman, who has put together a combination of players and coaches that are currently ranked number three in the country. Coach, my man, how are you?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We're good. When you see number three next to your team's name, is that horrifying or gratifying?
Well, I actually didn't see it, so thanks for telling me that. I appreciate it. I'm going to use coach speak, and you know I don't normally do that, but
right.
it doesn't make a bit of difference right now. I mean, it's where we are after 11 games is the big thing.
The along those lines, that it doesn't make a bit of difference now, how different is a mindset of going to a place like Furman where a handful of years ago you're trying to figure out a way to steal a win, and now you go over there expecting to win, and by any means necessary? I'm not putting you on the spot trying to trap you. I'm just talking about the differences, and I know you had high expectations for what you could accomplish as soon as you got to UTC, but going over there Saturday, it was a business trip. 5, 6, 7 years ago, it was an opportunity. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, our guys have turned them into business trips, and I think we, you know, our guys play with a lot of confidence. They're confident we can win, which is good, no question about it. You got to have confidence, but you know, with that, you got to work hard every week and expect a big challenge from who you're playing. And I think our guys do that. But I can remember playing Furman our first year, and with no shot to win the game as well as we played, and you know, the mistakes that we made in those games. And you know, we're still making our share of mistakes, but you know, they're limited, and I think we're playing obviously a better brand of football than we did a while back.
There's no doubt about that, Coach. You're listening to UTC football coach Russ Huseman, the leader of the number three ranked UTC Mocs, right here on the Hardee's Hotline on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, when we had you on the show last week, you know, we talked about the quality of opponent that you had played 2 weeks in. You know, you roll over Shorter 66-0. You roll over Presbyterian 34-0. You've clearly turned the page. This game was a little bit closer, but you did have that 21-0 lead heading into the fourth quarter. They challenged a little bit. My question to you is, after coaching in this game and watching it back on film, did you notice anything about your team that maybe you need to work on and address a little bit more because that quality of opponent was just a little bit better this week from what you saw earlier in the season?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, we got to be better on third down. And it, obviously in the first two games, it didn't show up because we were just hitting so many big plays. But, you know, the big plays are far and few between, you know, when you play good opponents. So you got to grind it out. You got to put together drives, which we didn't do this week. So, I mean, that's concerning that we're not putting together drives. We're scoring some points, but we're not putting together drives. We have to do that. You know, we had way too many penalties, and I've addressed all these things with my football team that, you know, eventually, you know, we get them, you know, we get a big sack for 12-yard loss and we get a defensive holding call or, you know, we get a big sack and we get a line up offsides call. And, you know, you're not only taking away big plays by your defense and getting off the field, you know, you're taking that away, plus you're giving them 5 or 10 or 15, and then they get another down or another set of downs because it's a first down. And, you know, those things, when the better caliber of team you play, it'll come back and get you. And it got us a little bit in the Furman game, kept some drives alive for them. That shouldn't have happened. And so, I mean, those are things we got to correct. And we got a lot of work to do, and I think our players understand that.
Russ Huseman with us here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I normally always ask you a question about the quarterback, and I'm going to do it again. Just wanted to get your thoughts on Alejandro making his first road start. I know that's something that can be a little difficult at times. It presents a different challenge. I mean, when you look at the box score, very efficient throwing the football, 11 of 14, 146, had the touchdown, did have an interception, running the football, 12 carries, 38 yards. Just how you thought that he handled that moment.
He did well. I mean, he had a good game. And you're right, on the road is one thing, but, you know, playing a conference game, a Southern Conference game, and the first Southern Conference game, I think, that pressure there, whether it was on the road or home, but, you know, it was a conference game, and there was a lot more pressure on him than there was at Shorter or Presbyterian. So I thought he handled it really well. I thought he played well. You know, probably could have made some better quarterback decisions. You know, there were probably three or four things where, you know, when you got a lot of experience, you understand the situation and you make kind of the right play. And, you know, sometimes a 1 yard, 2 yard gain, staying in bounds, keeping the clock running is better than trying to get the 15 yard throw to the sideline. All of a sudden it's incomplete pass and the clock stops. So, you know, those are things that he'll learn every week. But I thought he played well, and again, I'll go back and I keep saying he's a talented, talented player, and he's going to be real good for us.
You're listening to UTC football coach Russ Huseman right here on the Hardys Hotline on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Coach, I'm brace yourself. I'm going to put you in one of those situations where you're going to have to choose between coach speak and answering the question how you think, and I'll give you even a way out of it. Does this group have the chance to be the best defense you've had at UTC? I said a chance. I know you're going to loathe praising in case any of them are hearing it, because I know how you are, and I understand that. I'm saying, do they have a chance considering they went, what, that's 11 and a half quarters before they gave up a point, and there was probably a whole bunch of soft zone and safety defense up 21 to nothing with 8 minutes to go at Furman?
Well, I think jury's still out a little bit to see just how good we are. You know, we don't have a ton of depth, and that's pretty scary. But, you know, I'd say the kind of four or five, there's about four or five guys that we've got on the defense that are as good as any we've had at UTC at their position. So, you know, you feel good about that, but we got to make sure numbers 9, 10, and 11, you know, play at a high level. And I think until that starts to show, you know, the jury will still be out, but we got 11, 12, 13 pretty good ones that probably as a group are as good as we've had all the way across the board. Now, they haven't proved it yet, though.
Now pretty good's kind of under soft shoeing that, isn't it? I mean, come on now. Pretty good? Pretty good is soft shoeing that. I mean, I get it. I get it. I understand exactly where you're coming from, and I'm going to – I hope that and let me know if there's any way I can help this. What can we do to get North Dakota State to come here in a home and home?
Oh, that's not going to happen. you know, and not because, you know, the problem you get into now is you got to charter a flight.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And, you know, it doesn't make any sense for us to get in a plane and go play a non-conference game.
Without a check.
So, it doesn't make a whole lot of financial sense. So that won't happen, and not just because of us or them, but you know, it's just so hard because those flights are so expensive and the trip is expensive, and if I'm gonna get on a plane, it's gonna be in Nebraska, and they're gonna pay us $500,000, and it makes sense. So I don't think the only way we'll play them is in the playoffs.
When something happens like Saturday and a team that's a couple of spots ahead of you in the rankings wins at number 13 Iowa, you feel pride in that, right?
Yeah, I actually watched that game and kind of, it's scary what they're doing at North Dakota State. And it's not only beating Iowa, because I actually thought they had a shot to beat Iowa just because of their track record, but to win six FBS games in a row is incredible to me. To win one, you know, is a pretty good thing, but to win six in a row is amazing. I mean, but that just goes to show you, you know, whether they got the best players in the country, the best athlete, you know, you get to a point where, you know, there's a culture there, a culture of winning and doing things the right way. You don't see arrests. You don't see criminals coming out of North Dakota State. You see, you know, pretty good individuals. You see them going out and recruiting high school kids and developing them for 3 and 4 years. You know, when you can get to that point, you know, that's when you know you're really good. And you know, I admire them. And you know, one of these days we'll probably play them, hopefully in the playoffs, and we'll see how we stack up.
Yeah, we will, Coach. Coach, thank you as always for your time. Congratulations. Go get them again next week. We will check in with you next Monday. That's UTC football coach Russ Huseman live right here on the Hardee's Hotline. Stick around, friends. We got a ton to get to. We'll open up the Hardee's Hotline for who you think won and lost the weekend. Stick around, friends. Press Row, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.